This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, there is a video that's about 10 minutes long. It's a Bandai video. The last time I checked, it's got about 300,000 views. That's great, but it's about 300 million views. That's Bill Gates in his own words talking about the depopulation program. Watch Bill Gates admit to human depopulation program. 9 minutes, 28 seconds, banned out video. I'm going to play a few minutes of this because some stations don't carry this segment. And then I'm going to come back and be as judicious as possible to actually plow through the COVID takeover news and how to counter it. And, of course, the announcement for implantable microchips in U.S. troops. Again, there were a lot of articles about them testing chips on troops 20 years ago. Then I confirmed from family that they were briefed in a group of several hundred officers in the Army here in Texas at a base. My cousin told me I could talk about it. Just don't say his name, but they figured it out and called him in about it. He's retired now, but that's how serious it is. And so a lot of folks have already gotten chips. They've already been tested on. They say do it for your country. I mean, it's well known. A lot of people volunteer for things like MK Ultra 50, 60 years ago. So that goes on. There's DARPA's testing implantable chips in soldiers' brains. I would tell people this 15 years ago, they'd say you're crazy, but now it's all out in the open. But let's go ahead and go to part of Bill Gates.
The issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population.
In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and... First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050. And so their ability to feed, educate, provide jobs, stability, protect the environment in those locations mean they're faced with an almost impossible problem. Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion, where we are today, is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
And what the developing world does not need is more children.
Hmm. And I think that was the biggest aha to Bill and me when we got into this work, is we asked ourselves, of course, the same hard-nosed question you'd ask, which is, if you get into this work and you start to save these children, will women just keep overpopulating the world? And thank goodness the converse is absolutely true.
This is a very important question to get right, because it was absolutely key for me. When our foundation first started up, it was focused on reproductive health. That was the main thing we did, because I thought, population growth in poor countries is the biggest problem they face. You've got to help mothers who want to limit family size have the tools and education to do that. And I thought that's the only thing that really counts. Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
That's only about 3 minutes of the 9.5 minute piece. It's at Bandai Video. I hope you share it. It's got 414,000 views. It's about 300 million views. And again, they set themselves up as God. You can say that's overpopulated in some areas. when they say be hard-nosed, they're not just talking about killing all the third world, which is bad enough. They're talking about sterilizing everybody, making us mutate into this new creature. That's where this really goes. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm hosting all 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show today. We got 3 hours left in front of us. We're into hour number two on this Monday, April 12, 2021 transmission. Owen Schroyer is now down at the border back in McAllen, Texas, where the Border Patrol says is the worst collapse of the border going on. He'll go to the facilities that have the ongoing human smuggling going on at a massive level, and we will host the fourth hour from right in front of those facilities and right from that so-called Catholic Charities run by what looks like MS-13 operatives and so much more, where men go in and are with whistleblowers told us, we caught a lot of it on video, and say, I'm here from Pennsylvania, I'm here from Illinois, I'm here from Utah, I want that woman, that woman, that woman. I'm taking them to make them work in my restaurant or my factory, and I'm going to teach them the way of the Lord according to me. And they give them money, and the women are given to them, no IDs, no nothing, their cell phones are taken. I mean, this is the stuff of hell. And then the whole leftist media comes and defends it. Oh, those were real kids being put in a trunk, but they were being taken to have a wonderful life, and Alex Jones was being mean to them. The left has just signed on to pure evil, just like Apple has signed on to helping run the worst death camps and getting slave labor out of the worst death camps in communist China. These are not the moral authorities they tell you they are all day. These are selfish, bad, crazy people that have broken the law of common sense. They've broken the law of the social compact, the social contract. Okay, so if you just joined us, last hour I talked about it. I want to go through it now. 60 Minutes came out with DARPA, with the same lab that we exposed over a year ago, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, with all these different types of implantable microchips, some that are in the vaccine, some that are on a bandage you put over it that works into your skin, nanoparticles of glass, because they can miniaturize things so much now that also tracks you, the scanner reads. But this is a little green octopus about a millimeter wide, along that little green antennas, little green wires. And they put this in you, and then it transmits to computers to say if you're sick. And we've got to have this now, because if it saves one person, we've always got to wear masks, because you know you might have germs, might get somebody sick, even though all the studies show that us sharing our germs makes us healthier and that the mask causes bacterial pneumonia. Let's not worry about those studies. This is political action, and we're told we've got to keep the blue city shut down forever, unless you're in communist China. It's all a big sign that we're closed for business and we're non-essential. So see the video for yourself. Video. DARPA is working on COVID vaccine implantable microchip to detect the virus and, of course, detect whether you've had your vaccines. But this is not just an implantable chip. This is not just a nanotech sponge. The vaccines themselves are the real nanotech reprogramming your DNA. It's beyond microchips. But they metaphysically still need to get the general public to opt in. That's the law of the universe. Until they go into their final endgame and Satan goes past free will and starts forcing it, then all hell breaks loose. And everybody that keeps signing on thinking, oh, I get to go back to normal as long as I submit. You notice you never go back to normal. They lie to you every step of the way. 15 days to cut the curve. Oh, just 2 months of a mask. Oh, just, you know, a couple months lockdown. Oh, now it's, oh, years, decade. Well, it's the new normal. I mean, AP, Reuters, CNN, we need to always wear masks. We need new vaccines every month, every week. Hell, I'm sure the vaccine doesn't work. Well, you need more vaccines then. And, oh, the children don't get sick from COVID, but that's okay. They're super spreaders. They got to add it too. Well, hey, it's tested. It's totally safe, but it's not. It doesn't matter. They're lying to you, but don't criticize it. We'll censor you. Lying to you, censoring you, hurting you, and the people running it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is actually known as the Depopulation Institute. I played a clip earlier of them getting an award for depopulation. And people go, well, you know, there aren't too many people. And if you go to some Caribbean islands, the place you say this is overpopulated. But this is about transhumanism and about total control, and the globalists are going to go after everybody. So all the people signing on to this, playing like you're a big Malthusian and you're going to save the planet, you're under attack as well. You're destroying our birthright, our common sense, our social safety net. We're all being made non-essential. Why are you doing it? Well, because Trump didn't want us to all wear masks and stay locked down as much as Fauci. So just because he was more common sense, we better wear them forever. It's Briar Patch. What does Briar Rabbit say? He goes, please, Mr. Weasel or Mr. whatever it was after, I forget the story when I was a kid, whatever the predator is, Mr. Fox, please don't throw me back in the Briar Patch. But the rabbit lives in the Briar Patch. They're like, are you saying Trump was in on it? I mean, I don't think so, but Trump comes out and says, you know, mask, you don't need mask. So they go, I'm wearing one forever. I'm going to be buried in one. It's all reverse psychology. It's disgusting. But the left are sent to college. They're in the academia. They feel like they're part of the technocracy. And they know a lot of it. A lot of the left knows it's a lie. But it's about their power, you see. Yeah, it was a fox and Briar Rabbit. So let's go ahead and go to the 60 Minutes piece, which is the same site as Bill Gates funded that we showed you a year ago, and I showed you that last hour. We told you exactly who they are, showed you the MIT video, showed you the same stuff, and other liquid chips they've got. And little micro glass chips and little silicate. And they're like, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center says it's not true. Oh, my gosh, you know, they're God or the Media Matters or the ADL. ADL's like, Jones has got this racist, anti-Semitic thing that there's a world government forming going to make you take chips. Like, what did I say about Jews? They say that. They insert that because they're paid to do that. It's very sad. So I don't care whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or agnostic, you shouldn't let the ADL speak for you and try to censor everybody. It's a very dangerous situation. While they call for Tucker Carlson to be removed from air for talking about a UN document admitting third world replacement migration. I mean, that's a fact. That's UN policy. That's what you're doing. The people you've already been oppressing and sucking dry, now you're going to bring them here to be oppressed here as well, but outvote us. Fait complete. So let's go ahead and go to the 60 Minutes piece.
Dr. Hepburn showed us a few current projects. Some sound like they're from an episode of Star Trek. Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt, hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested.
And look, all the transgenderism, all the infighting, all the 60-day lockdown to stop racism, to destroy morale, make everybody fight with each other, all the Chi-Coms and the Globals take over. And then they're replacing humans with robots by 2030 in the military. That's the official plan. So you got to sabotage the human cohesiveness to go, well, the military's full of rapes and crimes and racism and poop swastikas that are, you know, SJW, false flags, Smollett events. And so because of all that, we just have to go all robot. It's much more efficient. And then the globalists are in control of the robots. You aren't. They'll follow orders. Comprende? It's a post-human world. They're sabotaging it. And in the future, everything is going to be about who created pro-human communities, anti-5G communities, who moved into rural areas, who got prepared, who got ready. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the piece. Here it is.
Burns showed us a few current projects. Some sound like they're from an episode of Star Trek. Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt, hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus.
Back in 5 seconds. fake PCR test. No one died. Hardly anyone was even sick. It was just the cold. They made it up. But because of the fake problem, now we've got to have chips in you. You see how this works? Always more and more and more. Once you give into the lockdown, once you give into the mask, it never ends. Continue.
Tested positive for the coronavirus. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check this sailor out before he...
I'm going to come back with the rest of this. You know, you've all heard of this before. It's Bill Gates' Theranos. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's all frauds. It's all criminal. But it kills you in the end. That's the main... But they got a black guy going, look how safe it is. I'm black. Oh.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Almost everybody else has been taken off the air. Almost no one else is able to build their own infrastructure network. Thanks to you supporting us, we were able to. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And now everybody can see the end game. It's a post-human world, nanotech, implantable chips. And the globalists say no more humans when they're done. They started 100 years ago saying they wanted a massive population reduction. And by the 60s, they said they wanted 70% dead. Then by the 90s, they said 80%. Then in the new documents, in the 2000s, they said, well, we want to actually get down about 1% humans. And then now the last 10 years or so, they've been saying, well, we just want to get rid of all humans, period. We're going to merge the machines. And they just almost come out and say they're in contact with aliens and have gotten advanced technology. That's the last part they haven't put out there. The Bible says it's a fallen alien species that's actually held on this planet with the run by the head honcho, Satan, that are basically eternal beings, but in the Bible it says God finally destroys them, rolls up the universe like a scroll, so God can kill them, but that's about it. And God is going to have to intervene to save us at some point. So you better hope the Bible's real, because everything else in it's happened. And again, the churches are falling down on their faces because they're not churches. They're going to say, take the chip. They're going to say, you know, they're going to have transgender, and I mean genetically engineered preachers. This is all the exactly what the book of Genesis talks about in the days of Noah. And it's all going to repeat. It's all repeating already. And so let's finish up with 60 Minutes. Oh, a ship. It got hobbled. The troops need chips. The good news is it's more like 70% of the Marines are refusing the vaccines. It's 40% just of one group that they already questionnaired to find out who wanted it. And then they selected that group. And by the time they went out to the group that said they'd take it, only 40% took it. So, and I have that from inside sources. So now they're trying to say, well, then the Army and Marines, you can't go to the mess hall, or you can't go to the PX, the grocery store. You can't go to the gym unless you've had the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's an illegal gene therapy. So again, it's the boldness of this plan that's so evil. It's a total takeover. But let me get back to the 60 Minutes piece. So we're just analyzing each little piece of lie. Continue.
Means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check this sailor out before he infects other people.
That's right.
Sailors would get the signal, then self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site.
Look at that.
We can have that information in 3 to 5 minutes. As you truncate that time, as you diagnose and treat, what you do is you stop the infection in its tracks.
So this is medicalization. Look at that term. It's a fraud where the system becomes predatory and sucks you in a scam. Bill Gates has always wanted this. His last front lady was the Theranos woman. Made tens of millions of dollars. He was really the front guy. It's admitted. Even for the documentary she's in. Oh, it's a woman. She's young. She's pretty. You know, oh, my God, we can test blood instantly and say if you have cancer or if you're going to get a cold. Everyone should be blood tested daily by Theranos. It's all a lie. And so it's Theranos 2.0, this whole thing. None of it is to help you. All of it is to kill you. They want to get rid of the U.S. military. And now they're saying, oh, there's all these neurological disorders from people that took the COVID shot. They're conflating it with those saying, oh, well, maybe they had COVID. Yeah, you get COVID when you get the shot. That's why you get so damn sick. So Bill Gates has thousands of front people. Look it up. You're in danger. We're all in grave danger. Now, I don't normally air a clip 2 times in a row, but I aired this closer to the end of the show yesterday, It's on band.video in the most banned section. So just click on the left-hand corner, and you'll see most banned videos. They're mainly medical videos that they've been banning of scientists and others. Governor DeSantis' speech is in there, his roundtable discussion. But this is a great lawyer. I want to get on the show. She's a constitutional lawyer, Leah Dundas, California Board of Education. She's talking to where they are trying to secretly vaccinate children. Hell, they passed a law a few years ago. They can give kids shots without parental consent, age 12 and up. This is insane. She knocks it out of the park. Go to band.video. Get it on your email, your text message. This is a war. Warn people. It's only got 193,000 views. It's 50 million views. Lady goes off on Orange County Board of Education for wanting to secretly vaccinate children. I would say powerful woman or powerful lawyer goes off. We need to change that headline, but still, at least the guy's got it up. Great job. So that needs to go viral, folks. You need to share it. Here it is.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Shaw and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharz, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because the study.
Back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, but not even forgotten that they did an mRNA study and it killed all the ferrets. I mean, folks, that's why the former chief scientist at Pfizer said it's the end of the world. This is, it takes 6 months to a year to start killing everybody. It's on purpose. It's unbelievable. And they're going to say a new virus is doing it. It'll totally collapse society, which Klaus Schwab wants. Continue.
They didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katya. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA.
Right, the full as video well as is California. On Infowars.com and band.video. She's on fire. She's totally right. It's all illegal. It's all criminal. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Full sometime. All right. As it is often is, a listener called Rob Dube a month ago and said, you got to look at John Hopkins Spires 2025, 2028 document. And over the next month, we poked at it and read it and looked at it and did that huge viral report that General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence and others, have said is so important. It's a banned out video. It's got about 3 million views. Last time I checked, it needs to be seen by 500 million. Well, a caller called in. And he said, you know, John Hopkins does run the show. We'll play a clip of him here in a moment. His name was Ken, wasn't it? Memory serves. And he said, you know, John Hopkins is the big Bill and Melinda Gates, you in front. It creates the final operational documents. It's as important as any other groups combined. And then they roll it out against the people. So he said, you need to read Preparedness for a High Impact Respiratory Pathogen from 2019, September, John Hopkins Center for Public Health. And it's the same people wrote it. And so last night I scanned over some of it, and I scanned over it again today, and it's even worse than he said. It calls for global government, says nations are the problem, only the UN can respond. So we need to make sure the media all does what the UN says. And it talks about forced inoculation, just total control. And just thank God listeners are reading all this, because, I mean, I can't even keep track of it all anymore. And it's all a giant power grab for them while they kill us and give themselves liability protection at the same time. So this is their takeover plan. And I saw a video years ago by Jordan Peterson. You know, I like Jordan Peterson. We've had some guests on that attack Peterson, and I don't think Peterson's perfect, and nobody's perfect. But I think Jordan Peterson's very positive overall. I know he's not been censored as much as I am, so people think, well, he must not be good. Whatever. A lot of what he says is true. I just judge things off that. I watch him, and he's made the same observances that I've made, but he's done even more research than a lot of the studies. And he gets into a study that authoritarianism is usually obsessed with infectious diseases, and that's a sign of it. And then authoritarians use infectious disease for control, and the more authoritarian a society is, the more they're obsessed with this. And but also the more disease they have, they quote, the more they counter it with authoritarianism. Well, that's why the globalists did this. It's why the globalists did this. So I'll play that clip next segment, and then I'll get into the contrived stage riots and how that's going into overdrive with the Chauvin trial and the rest of it. But let's get to this part of the phone call from a caller last night on my Sunday show who had gone and read this, and I went and now scanned over it, and it's absolutely true, and then worse. It's worse than what he said. So here's the caller. Here he is.
I just wanted to call and expose to the InfoWarriors here a document that I found whenever I was researching a lot of this stuff on the John Hopkins Center for Health Security website. And there's a document they put out in 2019 in September, and it's called Preparedness for a High Impact Respiratory Pathogen Pandemic. Preparedness for a High Impact Respiratory Pathogen Pandemic. So basically, this document kind of lays out that they already know that in their R&D, they've got aimed at rapid vaccine development for novel threats. They know that these mRNA vaccines are widely seen as highly promising, or at least that's what they believe amongst themselves, but that they have not yet broken through with any licensed products. So they admit in this document, under the medical countermeasures that you'll see, those are key terms, and they know that they cannot get it approved without forcing everybody to do it because they're scared to death to do it. So in this document, they explain that a little bit. Under medical countermeasures, you'll find the things about vaccines and about the mRNA vaccines, but it goes on in detail about NPIs, or what they call non-pharmaceutical interventions, and that's going to be the social distancing, the travel restrictions, all the different things that they do to us that limit our civil liberties, and they even admit that in the document that NPIs will inherently limit our social liberties, any of the liberties that we have. They admit in here that coronavirus has no medical countermeasure. That they don't.
Oh my God, this is incredible. Schwab said that last year. He said Corona isn't a threat. We're just using it as a threat. Wow, tell me more.
They admit that there's no vaccines and that there were unequivocally effective antivirals for these seven different viral groups that they put on here that are consistent with pandemic pathogens. And in this document, they show that coronavirus or SARS is a zoonotic origin, human-to-human spread, has a high mortality and has no countermeasures. They're admitting this in September of 2019 to the entire world, to anybody who sees these documents. So in 2019, they were prepping everybody for this. They even prep everybody in the medical industry that they're going to need to get masks. A mask is going to be hard to come by. But they say out of these seven viruses that are consistent with a pandemic pathogen, the only one that has a high mortality is coronavirus. So that's just one of the things they talk about in there. They say that given existing approaches, technologies, and policies, vaccine development take an estimated 15 years and cost $1.4 billion to do. So they know that it's going to take them 15 years to get a viral vector vaccine for something like this. But they admit that they've developed these market failures. So they were prepping all this. And whenever they move into non-pharmaceutical interventions, that's called NPIs, that's another key search term for this document, they teach you about the non-pharmaceutical interventions and the things that they're going to use.
Well, you sound like a smart guy. Well, I mean, just tell me about yourself. How are you able to analyze this document so well?
I've been listening to you guys for 13 years. I was awake before I started listening to you. I heard people talking crap about you on different stuff on YouTube 13, 14 years ago. And I decided I'd just tune into InfoWars and kind of find out for myself. And I really woke up, got involved with the We Are Change group that was here in Oklahoma for a while whenever they were putting out that documentary about the Murrah Building bombing. But anyway, I kind of got out of it for a while. I got saved. And, you know, Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh under the Father but by.
Isn't it incredible how the Holy Spirit suddenly gives you discernment?
Well, that's what it is. And, you know, I thought I was awake. I thought I knew the truth until I got saved. That happened when I was about 29. And then recently, since all this happened after November 3rd and everything that's gone on since January 6th, I've really kind of gotten back into researching this, and I'm realizing we're all under attack. They're trying to kill us all. Oh, see, what they're going to do is, just as you guys have been saying, they're going to throw all of the stuff at us at home. They're going to destabilize us at home because they've already demoralized us, as was said by Hernandez recently. But what they're going to do is they're going to kick off a world war and economic collapse at the same time they do it. So we really have to stay together and stay strong to be able to figure this out.
Did you see all the articles right came out where the head Black Lives Matter lady that made $10.6 billion has, like, giant facilities with huge landing strips and everything?
Some real nice
and my whole point is, doesn't that idiot know when everything goes down that'll all be worthless?
Yeah, well, it all will be. The Bible says it'll all burn up one day anyway, right? But we don't have to go along with it, and we don't have to keep going along with it.
I'm just saying it's so pathetic that Soros hired her to try to lead black people into race war, which they haven't done, and then she's an idiot in L.A. with a private airfield and a mansion. It's all going to be destroyed.
Yeah, it is.
Not by us. I mean, she's an idiot. They're all idiots, whether it's Brian Stelter,
the full
weather
video,
the ADL guy, yesterday's Sunday show. You can see that for yourself. But look at this in the John Hopkins document, page 36. The potential problem of national sovereignty in pandemics. And they say, of course, it's got to be gotten rid of. And the UN now calls that, what do they call it? Vaccine nationalism. Yes. Got to get rid of those nation states, not just your freedom. It's the nation states that are non-essential. Only the murderous UN is essential, with Bill Gates at its head. All right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to shift gears into the triggered race war they're now putting into high gear. They're setting up the summer to be real.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Owen Schroyer will co-host the fourth hour with me today from the U.S.-Mexico border at that Catholic charity that's really a smuggling facility, engaged in all sorts of illegal activity, in my view. I mean, Biden didn't sign an executive order. There's not a law. Immigration law has been waived illegally. You can't do that. Even Associated Press says they're not doing paperwork. They're not even checking IDs. They're just giving them to, quote, charities. Well, that's illegal. What the Border Patrol's doing is illegal. What the Catholic Charity's doing is illegal. Loading the kids in the back of vans and the back of trunks is illegal. I mean, I guarantee if I had, you know, my 4 kids sticking them in a trunk, people call the cops on me. But, oh, it's illegal aliens. Don't do that. I care about those people. They're being brought here to be exploited. In fact, I aired it on a special Saturday show, but we should probably air that footage from, guys, give me a reprint of the list of Saturday's videos. A lot of those need to be aired on the main shows. I mean, we had a female police officer off duty. I'm going to leave it at that. She goes in undercover. She knows what she's doing. She's a senior lady. Let's just leave it at that. She's older. She's been in the police force a long time. She goes in, and she's sitting there talking to these women, and there's a guy right there going, I want that woman. I want that woman. I want that one. I only want single women. And he's like, I gave you a lot of money. He's just like in a movie, a thug. He's like bragging in front of everybody. And they're like, okay, sir, we'll get you the women. And then she's talking to him. Well, what is he doing? Well, I'm going to be taken to Pennsylvania and work for him. He's going to teach me about God. And the guy comes out and starts talking to our camera crew, admitting a bunch of it. I mean, you can't make this up. I guess he spoke some Spanish. The women told him, like, hey, watch that woman talking to you. So he tries to follow her out and then runs into our people. And let's just say this, he's a lucky man. Because these guys didn't like you. And that's the thing. I got overwhelmed and had to go stop the car. I mean, I'm sick of watching kids get smuggled. They're doing it illegally. I know it is. And I went and threw myself in front of the car. People were like, we'll run you over. I was ready to whatever. That's what I do. And it's not some superhero thing. It's that I'm pissed. And I'm not going to just sit here and take this crap anymore. So that's in the fourth hour. Now let's talk about this. The culture war, the CIA, the globalist mind control system has literally put out hundreds of movies and TV shows, hundreds, where black people are wonderful and all the whites are evil and the blacks rise up and kill the white people and it's wonderful. And Target publishes books saying do it, and you just see it everywhere. It's just wall to wall. Now, I'm not stupid. They want me to hate black people, and they want black people to hate me. That doesn't mean there aren't some crazy, suggestible black people. Just like there are all these other crazy people, white people, you know, going and having their son's genitals cut off because it's trendier, taking deadly COVID shots. So I don't like big packs of racist trendies, black, white, together, going out shooting, killing, raping, and robbing people. And they're going to get their ass killed doing it, and it's a bad thing. I wish I could wake them up. Hell, a lot of the folks that got arrested at the Capitol deal on the 6th are being tortured and beat up by the all-black staff of the D.C. jail. And, of course, that's going on. Well, I mean, we project onto black people that somehow they're better than anybody else. Black people are, I mean, Charles Barkley said it before. He goes, black people are some of the most racist people he's ever seen. Let's just be honest. And I love everybody, but I'm not going to lie about this. And so what we've got is a bunch of black people hopped up by the media with a bunch of white people and others with them, burning buildings down, shooting up the police station, and they wonder why one guy got shot and killed last night, and now there's a whole new hysteria going on. I mean, if a real race war breaks out, it's going to be a lot of white people and black people and everything else dead. You're going to talk about hundreds of thousands, not a few. It'll make blacks killing blacks look like a walk in the park, and I don't want that. I genuinely want to defeat the globalists, but this is pure BS. So A, you guys can roll a little background noise for context if you want. A, we've got all this stuff going on, and it's all the media hyping it up that is basically causing this. Or here, we'll just play the clip. Do it that way. Which clip is it on here that I sent you guys? Since we're not playing audio, I'll tell you the one I want. I'm not mad. I just want to play with audio, so I want to play some of these. Let's go ahead and go ahead and play number 9 then. Go ahead and play it. Video of a foot locker with people stealing dozens of pairs of shoes apiece. And then the liquor store and the CC's pizza and just everything else got robbed. This had nothing to do with the fentanyl drug addict who was basically killed by the Chi-Coms. And do I feel sorry for that guy? Totally drugged out on that drug? Absolutely. Am I glad that he fell to this evil? No, I'm not glad that George Floyd is dead. But him as the poster child for this lawlessness and a Target being looted, and then just all of this is pointless. Unless you're the globalists that want to divide and conquer the country. Now here's the next clip. It's on Infowars.com. Video shows Dante Wright, Minneapolis man shot by cops, waving around a gun. And that's what the police said he did. He threw a cinder block at him, tried to run over people. It was just total bedlam. Let me ask you a question. What do you think's going to happen when you get 10,000 teenagers running around burning down buildings and waving guns around? I'm surprised only one person died last night. Let me tell you what I would be doing if I was around that, leaving town. But what if everything's in your house, everything's in your business, what are you going to do? Well, if you try to go guard it, like you saw folks do in St. Louis or like what you saw Kyle Rittenhouse do, you're going to prison. And so the media is literally turning loose a bunch of drunk, armed teenagers on us and then trying to sell us the idea that we should turn our guns in so we can't protect ourselves. And if we end up shooting those teenagers, well, we're the bad guys. But I've got videos today of cops in Georgia, cops in California, cops all over getting shot and killed. Here's another one. Go ahead and play the audio of this if you got it. So there you go. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it just goes on and on and on and on. Can we show some of the clips I gave you from the show, guys, of cops getting shot? Because, I mean, we're never supposed to hear about them. But there's countless videos of police being shot.
Yeah. I noticed you got dim tags. You got registration for the vehicle?
Yes, sir.
I'll need registration and driver's license as well.
This is New Mexico. There were cops shot and killed in four states last night.
All right.
Police shot in a bunch of other states.
Vehicle? Yeah. Where is it? Is it with the wallet? If you ever, come with me to my vehicle. That way I can run your name and date of birth, and then that way I can get my return, okay? Good. Shut the vehicle off. If you want, it's up to you.
All right, we're going to come back next hour with all of that for you, ladies and gentlemen. But we have a whole bunch of videos of cops being shot in Georgia, in New Mexico, in California, all over the place. And you never hear their names. You never learn who they are when they die. Unless you're a cop and you have a heart attack 2 days after the Capitol riot. And then it's the end of the world, Pearl Harbor, and they lock people up who just walk between the velvet ropes in solitary confinement. And then the black jail guards come and beat them up because the news told everybody that they're all white supremacists. That's why they released the black people that were Antifa who went into the Capitol, because that doesn't fit the narrative, you see. They've got to be released. It's got to be white versus black while they're killing all of us, while they're targeting our children with Satanism, while they're feeding us all GMO, while they're 5G-ing us, while they're chemtrailing us. We're going to go to the next hour. Information overload. Ezra Levant from up in Canada, where there's 200 armed police raiding churches, riot police shutting churches down, the same all over the world, old people being denied food in Chile if they don't have their COVID vaccine passes. I mean, it's all here. It's all happening separately. There's only 4 days left in the high-quality liquid multivitamin mineral amino acid system that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. It's going to sell out for a while again. We've got it. Everybody loves it. Everybody should be taking it. It tastes great. Drink one glass a day and you're in like Flynn for your immune system. 40% off. Now, Winter Sun, the highest end vitamin D3, you need a bunch of. It's so good. Under the tongue with vitamin K, they're both key together. It's back in stock, 40% off. Get them together, 50% off in the combo. InfoWarsStore.com. There is the essential vitamin mineral fusion combo. 50% off. No reviews. This is a brand new deal. And the film Endgame for limited time and DVD available. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.